This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch.
With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination.
And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
Real talk, you know, a lot of people just assume that I have a lot of animosity toward Tom Brady. But I'm here to tell you tonight, in front of millions of people, that you're correct. I f***ing hate him.
104, Chalini DeVito, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM, Atlanta. Golf Club is where we are, the site of the Atlanta Braves charity golf tournament. I want to thank everybody for having us here. That was a part of the Tom Brady roast last night.
How many people did you think ended up? Is this a big, big hit? Like, will Netflix, look, they could be telling the truth, you could be lying. I guess I'll know if it's a hit because they took live programming away. They said, here's live programming. If they do it again, it was a hit. But who do you go to? You've done Tom Brady now, so what do you do next? Because you can't. The problem is you really went high. And I know they wanted to come out of the gate. Whether you like Kevin Hart or not, whether it was Dave Chappelle was the first choice, which is a funny line. Who do you get next? If you're going to do this again and you think this was a winner, who's a candidate?
Michael Jordan?
You think he's doing this?
Probably not.
There's not a chance.
But, I mean, that's the only level that you're discussing right now.
So what are you going to do? You're going to take a step down? Seriously.
You can't do it live if you're going to do it.
Like Peyton Manning,
that's a step down.
Peyton Manning would be okay, but it feels like I've already done the quarterback. Great,
I just don't know how you can't replicate this. This is a one-off. You can't do this again. You can't do it live.
If it works big numbers wise, they're going to do it again.
Yeah, but the problem
like
is
Mike Tyson is it too old? Is the joke too old? The thing about Brady, it's retirement. It's about being in retirement. Mike Tyson seems like, okay, he was big enough at a point, but it's almost like Ron Burgundy coming out.
But like I said,
haven't all the Mike Tyson jokes been done?
Yeah, it's the perfect storm. Belichick comes out. He never does anything like this. Robert Kraft is there. He never does
sitting
anything
with his henchmen.
Like this. Yeah, I mean, there's just so many different circumstances that made this special and made this truly a one-off. You can't go back and do this again.
He did have henchmen. How do I know that henchmen is the right word? I'm old enough to remember Batman. The Penguin had henchmen. The Riddler had henchmen.
It's because of the suit and the tag?
Yeah, and they never said a word.
Yeah.
And they never said a word.
Didn't laugh, didn't do anything.
Nothing. That's not the job of a henchman. It's to be a henchman. I don't know who you would get. I'll give $5 to the person. I'm not kidding. On social media, at Chris Domino, I'll give somebody $5 if I go, you know what? That's the one. Netflix is absolutely supposed to go in that direction.
Chiellini Domino with you. Like we said, you can listen to us all the time via the Fan app. That's driven to you by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. Braves off today, a much-needed day off. The Red Sox are here, and if you can't watch the Braves, and some circumstances for some would dictate they can't watch the Braves, you can always hear them right here for free via the Fan app. Again, that's driven to you by Beaver Toyota of Cumming.
So what do I get? A couple of high school kids calling the game? Is that?
No, you get Ben and Joe.
I get the actual broadcast.
Absolutely. We're not effing around. This isn't a roast of any sort.
This keeps getting better and better.
Serious business, man. The 1 o'clock hour brought to you by AquaGuard. Notice cracked bricks, floor gaps, or bowed basement walls. The experts from AquaGuard can provide a free inspection. If you're ready to fix your sagging, bouncy floors, visit AquaGuard.net. So some perspective, Domino, as the Braves are off today.
Go ahead.
Last season, the Braves lost 5 of 6 three different times.
Okay.
Once in May, once in July, and once in September.
Did not remember any of them.
And that team, well, you don't because they won 104 games, right, and it's a long season. Now, that's the perspective. The panic, the Braves hit 3 home runs on their entire 6-game road trip. And since the start of the series with the Guardians back on April the 26th, they've got 4 home runs. Second fewest in baseball over that span. 4 homers in 9 games. Matt Olson, under 200, has not hit a home run since April the 7th. Those are some reasons. If you care to panic to a certain extent, you shouldn't. But if you care to, those are some of the reasons for concern. And also the strikeout numbers through the roof.
Yeah, if I would have told you the Oakland A's were going to be a better home run hitting team than the Braves over a period of time, how long a period of time before you go, oh, whoa. It goes from interesting to that doesn't really feel good. We're at that time. The A's over its 7-day stretch hit 15 homers. The Braves had 2. A's are winning baseball games on top of that at a pace that flies past what they did last year. And I'm not telling you, I'm not implying Oakland is better. But I think for most people, isn't it sort of the negotiation? You know the joke. I thought we were negotiating. Isn't the amount of games really the negotiation? You rode the roller coaster a little bit too much that even you realized that you were not
going
to do it.
Yeah, right? Going into this year, I'm smart. Not going to do that, and I haven't.
Yeah, you're smart. Will the Braves fix it all? I don't know. I told Kevin McAlpin, we do the podcast every day. A couple of days ago, I said, maybe I'm not making this point clear enough. And all the things as a sports fan in 2024, of all the things that I'm concerned with or really that I care about, the Braves win total is at the top of my list of the things I care about the least. If they don't win enough games to be a wild card team, I have a different set of concerns.
So you didn't wake up in a cold sweat this morning knowing they dropped from 1 to 4 in ESPN's power rankings and the fact that they're now 2.5 games behind the Phillies in the National League East.
No, I will also
tell you, my God! Just sat up in bed.
Are you kidding me? Seattle and Los Angeles, because of their pitching situations, this was the wrong time to be playing those two teams. It's not an excuse. It's not an alibi. It's not being on the road. It's not being on the West Coast. It's not about any of that stuff. It really isn't. Weather's been good. You just haven't hit. And you got a multiple of guys who are not hitting.
And you want to
I'll ask this.
Yeah.
They haven't given Matt Olson a day off that I thought he might. No, Austin Riley either. What if you move, and I know it wasn't the last year thing that worked well. Everybody keeps saying now, okay, but if you're going to do something with Olson, move him down in the lineup. What if I move him back up to 2 for a couple of games?
Because last year it was the reverse effect. He was struggling. They dropped him down to 4, moved Ozzy into the 2
spot.
What
do I get if I drop him down to 7? Like, what do I get? He's hitting 190 whatever with this many strikeouts. What do I get if I drop him to 7? Is his life better? I want to give him a day off. If I'm not going to give him a day off, I'm moving him up to 2.
Now, they're going to tell you he's hitting the ball hard. I know the Bally's guys, they're working very hard to find the positive. In the 6th inning yesterday, Austin Riley hit one, and they said, well, the wind's blowing in. See, the problem is, in the bottom of that inning, a bomb was hit by Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
The wind wasn't affected by that.
And Max Muncy obviously didn't have a wind problem on Saturday either.
No.
He hit 3 Ohtani.
Teoscar Hernandez hit the home run. I apologize. Ohtani hit the home run earlier in the game to give the Braves the 2-0 lead. And then, first I don't know what kind of pitch A.J. Minter was throwing, but Ohtani hit it, I think, about 700 feet, it seemed.
It was the type
that was into the wind as well.
It was the type of pitch a guy like that doesn't miss often. Here's another question. He broke the other day the all-time Dodger home run record for Japanese-born players. He passed his manager, Dave Roberts, and they celebrated and had fun. When a team franchise record is 7 and a guy breaks a team franchise record in 35 games,
that's why you kind of joke about it.
Yeah.
You celebrate in a joking fashion.
What, did you see what they did?
Yeah, he gave him a toy car.
Yeah, he said I was going to buy him a car the minute I did it. I didn't want him to be so upset. And he bought him a toy Porsche.
Those Dodgers are hilarious, aren't they?
I'm just saying if a franchise record is 7 in any category, 7. In almost any category.
Here is,
if a guy breaks it in 35 games,
right. It
wasn't much of a record.
Brian Snicker kind of settling everybody down.
We're pretty good hitters, so I don't think, you know, consistently, it's just we're in a little bit of an offensive rut. That's all there is to it. And we've been there before. Like I said, it's one of those things where if we only go through it one time this year, we'll be lucky.
And they're going to go through it more than once because every team does.
What he said?
Aside from the 96 Yankees, every team goes through it at least once, except for that team. I think they're the only exception to the rule.
What he said as opposed to what he meant. Do you think he meant everything he said? Like, I'm not saying he threw something in his office, threw a wall. I think he was a little bit calmer than I think he really was.
And the 96, then the 98 Yankees especially. Would they lose 7 games that year?
Yeah,
it
all year.
Like it.
They set a record, 155 and 7.
The poor Padres.
Yeah, it was the wrong place, wrong time.
Poor Tony Gwynn. You had to see that team in the World Series.
Well, we weren't much better in 99.
No, that is
we
true.
We got swept, too.
But at least they were banged up. To a certain extent, the Braves had an excuse that year. They were banged up.
I think the Yankees would have taken care of business.
Yeah, well, we'll never know, Chris.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it all. Anyway, Ronaldo Lopez will get the start tomorrow. Boston comes to town for a quick 2-game series. Chris Sale will face his former team on Wednesday. Then it's another off day.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then you're off to New York. So if not now, when, Braves fans?
And then the Austin Riley Golf Tournament is Friday in New York. It's right there in Queens.
Now, I opened the show today mistakenly saying we were at the Austin Riley Golf Tournament. We're not. Or the Atlanta Braves Foundation Golf Tournament. But I'm imagining we'll be at the Austin Riley Golf Tournament. All these golf tournaments kind of running together.
Well, because you and I both really enjoy being at golf tournaments. Of all the things that we do.
Here's what I can't figure out. And again, to each his own. Don't at me. Because I know that I'm a special breed. I understand that. I don't mean that in a good way.
Yeah.
So it's 86 degrees outside.
Yeah.
Playing a five-hour round of golf.
Yep.
How is that fun?
Oh, it's for the,
like this.
But it's for the charity. That's what
yeah,
you're
I understand
you.
That.
It's not fun.
But you got people that want to go out. They enjoy
this. No. Most people don't. They'll lie a little bit. I get to rub shoulders with John Smoltz. You know, I get to hang out with Peter Moylan. But 5.5 hours on a golf course is just... I kind of like playing 20 years ago. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't play well enough. And I've been around people that don't play well enough, but they still throw clubs and curse like they do play well enough. That you know, my list of guys that bother me, golf guy who thinks he's better than he is, and he chucks a club, and he curses, and he just, I can't believe I missed that shot. Oh, I can. I've seen it all day.
Well, you really wouldn't have liked golfing with my brother back in the day then. Here's the biggest misnomer. Everybody thinks I'm the crazy one. My brother was thrown out of rec league games. He started brawls and softball games in the summer.
Do you want to mention which one? It's not Jim.
No.
Okay.
He threw clubs. I mean, he's insane.
Yeah.
And people think I'm insane, which I am, but he hides it better than me.
So
you wouldn't have, the point is, you wouldn't have liked golfing with him.
I just don't
know. He's been known to shatter a driver on a tree. You don't have a driver. You showed everybody. Now you have one less club.
What I don't understand.
I just quit. What? Start drinking in the cart.
What makes you believe that you're actually better than this? I've seen you for 11 holes, and I promise you, you're not. I promise you. There are guys who should not curse, throw clubs, be angry about their golf game. Brother, it is what it is.
There's no...
by the way, here's the other one. You know, when you start talking about handicaps, maybe people don't know what handicaps are. Maybe they don't know how they're actually put together. I also don't like the guy who says, yeah, man, I'm a 22. I've watched you now for 11 holes. You're not a 22. You're an 8. You're an 8. What do you want to do? Want a John Smoltz signed bat so desperately that you actually chopped off? I thought golf was an honors game. I thought this is the one game where everybody was honorable.
Well,
guy took 14 strokes off his handicap so he can win a shamble.
Do we have guys that work with us that cheat behind the scenes?
I've heard
guys?
It. I mean, I've heard
there
it.
There have been accusations
sure.
that Buck Ballew was thrown out on the air about certain guys that work with
I've
us.
Heard that.
Jason Gorman.
Yeah, Jason Gorman is one of our account reps, and Buck Ballew has called him out numerous times. And
did Buck join him, though? Didn't they?
Yes, a couple weeks ago, they play together.
Yeah, they joined forces in a tournament.
As they like to say, it was an unholy alliance. But Buck, I think, was joking in the beginning, and then he saw Gorman's teams win.
No doubt about it.
It wasn't so funny after a while. But
no need to get into that.
Everybody's going to cut corners. Anywhere
but golf is supposed to be down on Williams. And by the way, I know you didn't buy 52 mulligans either. I know you wanted to give to the charity. That's nice. You didn't buy 52 mulligans. Oh, I got another one. You do? That's amazing. Because I've seen you use 17 of them already.
And it works that way for the kids when you're playing in a charity tournament.
The point is, you and I'm glad I'm not invited to as many. I'm glad health-wise I'm just not in a position to really hump this thing around for 5.5
hours. I'm not glad watching Brave starters walk Dodger hitters. And when you do that against a team like the Dodgers, Max Fried paid the price. Bryce Elder really paid the price on Saturday night.
We've gotten on Matt Olson, but 5-9 has been terrible, too. There was a stretch where they were 4-51, and it didn't get any better over the weekend. Terrible stretch for 5-9. 4-9 when you include Matt Olson. It's been terrible. Bryce Elder walked too many guys. And against the Dodgers, you held Mookie Betts in check. But what did you do? You got to Ohtani a fifth time.
Was Ohtani 8-12 in
the
series?
I got the numbers. You really want to know what he was?
I believe he was 8-12.
Hold on. I'm going to give you better than that. I don't want to play showtopper.
Because I don't have the numbers in front of me.
I don't want to play showtopper.
But it really was that absurd what he was able to do in this series.
Man, I saw it. It was 8 hits, like 6 runs, 6 RBIs. He had the type of weekend that like nobody in baseball ever has.
And yesterday it was the polar opposite. It was this entire road trip. In fact, for the most part, the polar opposite for this Braves offense. Through the first 18 batters yesterday, the only batters to reach against a guy that was struggling in James Paxton were Austin Riley in the first, Adam Duvall in the third, and Marcell Ozuna in the fifth. None of those on-base appearances went anyplace. And James Paxton leaves the game to a standing ovation, a guy that, like I said, was clearly struggling. So you can talk about some of the pitching that they faced. Tyler Glasnow the other night, Seattle's starters doing very well. Yesterday, there was no reason for them to do what they didn't do.
Well, you're not waking anybody up. You're not walking a bunch of people. What did they do the other night? 12 strikeouts, 2 walks. I think that was the Braves' numbers. So those numbers against a good team are going to hurt you. I had the Ohtani numbers. I just want to go back. Can we do the callback? When we come back, I will give you a couple of the answers that I got from Netflix doing a roast. And there was one or two of them that, It has to be consensual. You can't drag a guy there. You can't, you know, put a bag over his head, put him in the back of the car, and just dump him on a dais and say, here we go, we're going to do this. I don't think that's really how you can do it.
The authorities may step in.
Yeah, there's one or two names, though, that I would go, you know what? These people might be right. It could be interesting.
All right, so we'll talk about Tom Brady getting roasted beyond belief last night and maybe some ideas for who could be next in the Netflix celebrity roast game. The 1 o'clock hour brought to you by Aqua Guard. We are at the Atlanta Athletic Club, the Atlanta Braves Foundation Charity Golf Tournament ongoing here on your home of the Braves. Dare I say, I guess it's not really a dare, it's a fact, we're the flagship for Braves baseball. The Fan, 680, 93.7 FM, and the Fan app.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a Mad Men's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Rob Gronkowski is not all here. Hey, Rob. No, Rob, you're not really as dumb as you look and sound and act and are. You might be dumber. Person born with CTE? Is that real? I'm so sorry, Rob. You haven't caught this much heat since you were microwaved as a baby. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's so offensive.
That's what a lot of people are saying.
I know. She did herself such a favor. I'm not telling you, I don't know what's going to happen with her career. If she has a Netflix comedy special coming up, she just bumped her audience. She just bumped her numbers. She won the night.
Oh,
which usually means that if there's another roast, she not only gets to go, and she's been good on other roasts.
That was the Tom Brady roast, Nikki Glaser roasting Gronk and everybody else last night live on Netflix.
Ask your cousin. Oh, we'll ask Billy Gardell. He's in studio with us, right?
On Wednesday.
Wednesday. Her agent right now can ask for more money for her to do a club appearance.
No doubt.
That's what that did last night. Because, again, I don't know how many people watched it, but she is the buzz of the night, which means, again, how does it translate into money? You charge a little bit more to go do a club.
Yep.
Your Netflix special might do a better number, which means you're probably going to get another Netflix special, which I'm assuming pays fairly well.
Chiellini Domino here at the Atlanta Athletic Club. The Braves Foundation Charity Golf Classic is ongoing. And you asked the question, how can you top or at least equal the roast of Tom Brady last night?
Yeah, let me give you this first about Ohtani. We were trying to figure out the Ohtani number that I read. First of all, here's what he's first in. His MLB ranks, here's what he's first in. Average slugging, OPS, WOBA, a whole bunch of other stuff. Hits, extra base hits, total bases, tied for first with home runs, second in runs scored, second in WAR. That's what he's done so far this year, and it didn't slow down. Here's what he did against the Braves this series. 8 hits, 6 RBIs, 5 runs, 3 homers, 2 stolen bases. Fifth player since 1920 to reach each of those numbers in a 3-game series. That's it. He's the fifth guy to do that. Would you like to know who he joined?
I would love to.
Because it's a little bit sort of interesting when you talk about the guys that he joined. George Sisler, nobody would have known that in 1922. But he also joined Shinshu Chu, Barry Bonds, and Andre Dawson. So it's an eclectic bunch. But he had the type of weekend that they dove for the record books to find out how often that happens.
As the Dodgers take care of business, and you're not going to see the Dodgers again if you're a Braves fan or the Braves until football season. All right. When they come to town in September.
So here's the answer. I'm going to start with one that I don't think would work. Gretzky is famous. Too boring, right? His life, nobody really... What are you going to do? You're going to talk about his daughter-in-law? I mean, there's some jokes in there with that. Or his daughter, his wife. But there's not enough to do a roast, right? He's kind of boring. Do you agree with me or no?
Yeah. There's no Deflategate or cheating.
Right. His greatness is in place.
Divorce.
Nick Saban.
That could be interesting.
That could be interesting. Now I'm going to give you the two. If Tiger ever said yes...
That's your winner.
It's Tiger. I'll give you the other guy is LeBron. LeBron, somebody mentioned Deion Sanders. I said, Deion would leave in the middle of it.
I don't know if LeBron
would leave faster.
Yeah, I don't know if
LeBron. His skin is not built for this.
I don't see him sticking around.
Which is really funny. He's the thinnest skinned person maybe in all of sports who's been actually great. Deion would leave, and LeBron would leave quicker. Tiger, if he really wanted to ever just sit there and take it, the Tiger Woods one would be.
I think it would be better than Tom Brady.
I do, too.
But last night was like a fever dream, was it not? Robert Kraft, Belichick coming out. Did we ever think anybody in a billion years would see the day where Belichick would be a part of a roast?
No. No.
And be at the dais and then get roasted?
And then be slapping on Gronk's leg, telling him what was funny and what wasn't? No. I didn't think I'd see that.
Rob, stop doing your job. You're not good at it.
Brady was a little bit angry, though. Brady really dropped a bunch of F-bombs. You think it was the drinking?
I think so. Yeah, I think
he kept calling himself great. Was I wrong?
No.
Did he keep calling himself great?
See, here's the problem. To me, anyway,
yeah.
Based on personal experience, I can't drink tequila.
Oh.
Because when I drink tequila,
yeah.
If you think I'm bad now.
Yeah, you're angry.
It gets cranked up about 10 notches. And I think that's what happened to Tom Brady last night.
I think
he was probably drinking more than he realized, wasn't eating anything.
Do you think this version of Nick Saban, who's retired, would ever consider letting people take shots at him like this?
If it's happening with Belichick, isn't anything possible
at
this point?
I'm assuming his relationship is very good with his wife, so you don't have wife stuff. Like, Tom Brady had it built in. Walk away from a pregnant girlfriend, marry the supermodel who's then playing Stupta with a jiu-jitsu fella.
Yeah.
Material writes itself. I don't know if Saban is sort of out of that category.
You'll have to be a little
Tiger.
Bit, yeah, you'll have to be a little bit more creative with Saban, not with Tiger.
Not with Tiger.
Flapjack waitresses.
Yeah.
Your wife hitting you.
Tiger, you could
ambient and driving.
Tiger,
almost losing your leg.
Tiger, you'd only have to change the names of some of the jokes. You could use some of the same jokes.
Probably.
But again, kids, that's the one place. You want to go after Robert Kraft, I'm a little uncomfortable, but I guess he's there. Maybe he's supposed to catch it. The kids thing is what you got to stay away from.
I wonder how much Jeffrey Ross left on the cutting room floor when it comes to Robert Kraft.
Once he was told, don't do that blank again.
He was just getting started.
Did you? And by the way, you could hear it. Brady was mic'd up. Don't do that blank again. So do you think what I think? They had a pre-show meeting?
I think there was an agreement. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a meeting or not, but there was an agreement prior to the show that Robert Kraft was going to be off base. And Ross said, let me just give it a shot here and see what happens. I'll workshop this.
You show him a picture of Robert Kraft and you say, this man, you might not even know who he is. That man's off limits. That's the one. He's off limits.
Yeah, when he proposed that toast at the end, I can understand why you wanted to protect him. But still, he's got the minions, as you said, around him. Somebody has to prepare him for what he's attending there.
Did you like Kevin Hart? Do you think that was spontaneous where he said, let's get him up here to do a shot?
Yes.
I kind of do, too. Bill Belichick, I don't think Belichick did the shot, which means it didn't really happen in my world. If you don't do the shot, you're disrespectful. I don't think he did the shot. They cut away a little bit quickly. He was holding it. He was like holding it up to other people. Hey, look at this.
Let me ask you this. Does it make it funnier that Belichick always has the tie on and the jacket?
Yes. I can't figure out
because he never wore tie and jacket.
Yeah, he had a couple of sleeve jokes thrown his direction, too. Yes, I do find it funny, but he's so uncomfortable looking. He's so uncomfortable looking.
Which I think to a certain extent makes it funnier. Like, poor Randy Moss had to follow Nikki Glaser. That's a no-win situation there.
Oh, yeah, he didn't do well. And Ben Affleck, who I think they thought was going to be a big wow at the
angry.
End. Well, because, again, he's done this type of stuff before. He's an actor. He'll be able to do it. He was just screaming.
So if you missed it, here are some of the highlights that maybe you saw on social media. If, again, you missed even that, Nikki Glaser had this to say about Gronk.
Tom also lost $30 million in crypto. Tom, how did you fall for that? I mean, even Gronk was like, me know that not real money. Like.
And Gronk was agreeing. I did say that.
Yeah, he did.
I don't know what he was talking about when he was up there.
Well, again, the teleprompter
talked
was
about
too
him
much.
And Julian Edelman prancing around. What do you, dude? What are you talking about? Then he got lost in the prompter. Then he grabbed the wrong prop behind the dais. he wanted to pull out a shot glass, and he grabbed the box that the ring was in that they presented to Tom Brady at the end of the roast. And Kevin Hart was like, No! Put that back.
I'll call them jokes, but there were two things that he claimed credit for. He was very proud of himself. I wrote that. And it was the one about Tom Brady giving it to Bill Belichick 1,300 miles away. And he was very happy because, look, it was obviously a wee-wee joke. And, and if Rob Gronkowski is going to write any joke, it's one of those. He wrote a 1,300-mile version of that joke.
The best thing he did was when he first said hello to Coach Belichick. Coach Belichick, how are you, sir?
You want to run the hill? I'll run the hill.
So I guess if you did something wrong, there was a hill there that you had to run. Here's Bill Belichick going at Gronk.
Gronk, I've been watching you on Fox NFL Sunday, and I'm begging you, please, stop doing your job. Do another job. Do somebody else's job.
That's the expression up at New England practices. You worry about your job. Do your job. It's a funny line.
Is Tiger Woods in a place where he would be willing to do this now? Because, again, I'm thinking about
that. That's the hit. That's the hit. Whoever said that, thank you very much. I'll give you $5. Because Tiger Woods sitting there taking it. I'm telling you this. Deion Sanders not as good because, again, he'd leave. LeBron James, I would bring out a stack of books. What are these? Books that LeBron said he read that he never read. And I'd look at him and go, you've held this book in your hand. Why don't you tell me the plot of this one? Then I would put it down. Tell me the plot of this one. He set himself up for a lot.
He would leave.
Yeah, he would leave. He would never agree to it. You know what it is? He'd want to prove he's a regular guy so he might agree to it. He couldn't do it, though.
No.
I'm thinking about it.
It was tough for Brady after a while. It's like, okay, how much of this do I have to take? No wonder he was so angry afterwards.
Yeah, he did tell everybody.
You can only say it's a joke so many times.
Yeah.
But, boy, they were getting him rat-tat-tat, as you like to say. But, again, it's a roast, and that's what's going to happen at a roast. Here's Robert Kraft talking to the leader of Russia about a certain ring that Putin took from him years ago.
And one more thing. In case, Vladimir Putin, you're watching, give me my f***ing ring back, will you?
Now, the story is, and I don't know if he just verified it or not, he brought a Super Bowl ring over on a trip, and we're going to, you know, good relations.
He wanted to show
he
the
wanted
ring.
To show him. Look, this is what we do in America.
Oh, thank you very much.
Down the hall.
Took the ring and, well, it's not really down the hall. Something that apparently happened. Thank you for the gift. He walked away.
Oh, yeah.
I think that guy just took my ring.
Did you see the movie No Way Out? Had they actually catch the bad guy? They found the list of gifts that you're allowed to give. And you have to claim all of them. Putin doesn't bother claiming anything. He just takes.
Yeah.
He's not having anybody document this.
What are you going to do about it? Nothing. That's his response.
And then he got a ring at the end, Brady. That was the big surprise.
So was it a roast ring? What was it?
I don't know what it was. I don't know.
It was very odd because it wasn't. They must have been short on time, which is funny. They're going live. They can go as long as they want. But he wasn't really.
It was very quick.
He wasn't really informed of what the ring was.
No.
By Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart just kind of gave him.
We have another ring for you.
Yeah. Good night, everybody. That was it. I was like, what the hell just happened? And he kind of put the ring on, but yeah, that was, I guess, a roast master ring. I don't know.
And Julian Edelman. Listen, I like his podcast because he, you know, he goes down pretty strange roads. But he worked a little bit darker and bluer than I thought he was going to.
Well, so did Tom Brady talking about a certain receiver of his from the past, the now departed receiver.
The bar for Patriot tight ends was pretty low back then. Block, catch, don't murder.
Ooh. That's what some people did. Ooh.
The most over-the-top part of the night was it Burt Kreischer and his partner
up
there?
Yeah, that was terrible.
What on earth was happening?
Well, they had a slideshow, and they were working tandem comedy. Tandem comedy is pretty hard. You might as well just put on the horse, and you be one end, and I'll be one end. I don't know what they were doing. They were splitting lines, and who's the goofy-looking guy? The guy that said sold out Madison Square Garden, the guy with the mustache.
He looks like a villain in a spaghetti western.
He didn't take prisoners either.
No,
I don't even know who the hell that is. That guy sold out Madison Square Garden. He must be a hit with the kids or the down low, as they like to say. There must be something going on with him.
Well, the podcasters, that podcaster was vicious, too.
Oh, yeah, he was.
They went to Dana White, who had some things to say. Again, if you're easily offended, a roast is not for you.
No. Dana White was in the line of fire. When you sit where he sat, you're in the line of fire. That's the game, too. How close do you want to be to the stage?
I never want to be close to the stage, ever.
You're part of the show, as they like to say.
Whether you want to be or not. As a guy who's been pulled on stage a couple of times, it's never a good thing.
Did you ever get hypnotized from one of those shows?
I never got hypnotized. I don't think I can be.
Yeah, I would have paid for that. I would have paid extra for that.
Now, the thought process for me is, if I get pulled up there, maybe I act like I'm hypnotized.
Right. You're a performer.
And that,
you
think but it's about I just, you at that moment. I don't do what he's asking me to do.
I just do other things. Okay.
You know, like he'll say bark like a dog and I'll meow like a cat. You know, crazy stuff like that. I'm nuts that way.
I heard.
Speaking of nuts, the crazy new trend that seems to be taking over in the NFL is guys retiring and then coming back late in the season. You saw Eric Weddle do it when the Rams won the Super Bowl. And could J.J. Watt do it? He was asked about it by Pat McAfee. In fact, Pat McAfee first talked to Nick Caserio, the GM of the Texans, the possibility of J.J. Watt coming back and playing. And Caserio wouldn't rule it out. Here's what J.J. Watt had to say.
I mean, I told D'Amico last year, I said, don't call unless you absolutely need it. But if you ever do call, I'll be there. And he knows not to call unless he absolutely needs it. This is the last year I'll tell him that because I'm not going to keep training the way I've been training. But he knows that if he ever truly does need it, I'll be there for him.
4 weeks, man. I need one game in December.
Like Weddle did.
Yeah, we got to win a game, and then we're going to go to the postseason. They were talking this morning. They didn't think J.J. Watt. Now, the problem for me is, I said, soft tissue. I don't know. You can be in really good shape, and it's not contact. Do I think he'd have, you know, hit him once, and I think that guy's going to flip into football mode? That's not knocked out of him. I'd be worried about soft tissue. I think you could lose him in 10 minutes. I really do. I think he might get pushed in the direction he hasn't been pushed. Something could go wrong.
Absolutely.
But I'd ask.
Like you said, he's had a history of soft tissue, some more serious ones as well. But if he's training to play football still, then obviously he wouldn't mind coming
back. And he played on some bad teams in Houston. I don't know if they're going to be good and take the next step up, but I think that's also the reason. You don't tell D'Amico Ryans that if you're 4-10 with three games left. Like, don't call me ever.
I just want to do it one more time.
Yeah, that's not why you go back to play a football game.
You're not like the guy in the longest yard who blew out his knee.
No. That's just one of one. The old guy.
You think I'm going to let you guys have all the fun?
Hey, last one. Do you think J.J. Redick's really in the mix for this Lakers job?
Nothing would surprise me with LeBron.
So they do a couple of episodes of a podcast, and he goes, wow, this is the guy. If you're J.J. Redick, aren't you realizing what you'd be walking into? LeBron's world. And maybe that's okay with you, but you're not walking into your world. You don't get to be the smartest guy in the room if LeBron's in the room.
I think J.J. Redick is the right guy for that job because he really doesn't care what you think. He's going to be a jerk, and that's that. He's content to be a jerk, and he doesn't care who knows about it, like Joe Pesci said in Goodfellas.
But he doesn't.
He's a cornude.
He doesn't rule the room, though, right? He knows he doesn't rule the room. J.J. Redick, I think personality-wise, is not there to be anybody's clown. Again, they did three podcasts together. All of a sudden, he's supposed to be the coach of the Lakers because LeBron wants him.
Yeah.
That's no doubt about it. That's a direction you should go.
Makes perfect sense. Yeah. There's some breaking news from Adam Gillespie, our producer. He says there's a new bowl sponsor. It's the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl presented by Gin and Juice. Is this true?
Can't be. I think you're breaking being muscle.
No, it's breaking true. Rumors.
Who is Gin and Juice?
Well, that's, wow. That's the drink that Snoop and Dre have put out now. That's a
is
drink.
This a canned gin and juice?
Yes. And they have different flavors. Stu probably
well, the
could
seltzers
tell you
are
more.
Hot. I don't know if right you know, the seltzers are hot. I didn't know. I didn't really know they were in that. What's it cost to buy an Arizona Bowl? Like, what's he have to front? What's well, the money
this
to
is
get
the
into
one,
the bowl business?
Remember, Barstool had it last year, and I think Jimmy Kimmel's had it for a couple times. Okay. Maybe
so
I don't
they're
know
up
that's
for
the
sale.
Same one.
Yeah, they're up for sale. Like, they want to be rented every year, right?
Yeah, I think so. That's what gets them. That's what gets their bowl in the news. Yeah. Snoop Dogg is now their title sponsor.
Smoke weed every day.
I mean, we're talking about it, right? So yeah, it must
I didn't
work.
Know there was gin and juice in a can.
I think it's relatively new.
Okay, well then they're trying to get it out there.
They've got their mind on their money and their money on their mind.
Snoop and who?
Dre,
Dr. Dre. He's got money. He's got money. That guy's got a lot of money. What's going on, by the way, with Drake and Kendrick Lamar?
Nothing good.
I mean, you want to do a roast? Let's put one of those guys up. Get a handful of their buddies or former buddies. Because I don't know what's going on. I'm just reading the lyrics. I didn't understand like 60% of them.
So Kendrick Lamar.
But when it was explained to me. And by the way, that's what it needed. It was like a math class for me. I needed to have it explained to me. Whoa, is that what he just said by that?
Kendrick Lamar puts together something in response to what Drake said. And
I don't know
he uses Drake's son's name. And he says, dear, whatever the son's name is, I want to let you know you got secret, you know, half brothers and sisters out there.
Yeah, I think, but that's nothing.
You talk about leaving the kids out of it. Apparently Kendrick Lamar doesn't believe in that.
Oh, no, now it's, you know.
Well, I'm going to leave you in.
Well,
that's what he believes.
The idea of spitting fire isn't enough anymore. We're not spitting fire. We're taking the whole world down. This is Donald Sutherland in Backdraft. He wants to burn it all.
So I'm looking at the
movie history.
Sorry. I'm looking at the gin and juice flavors. And tell me which one of these doesn't belong. There's only four.
Gotcha.
Passion fruit, melon, citrus, and apricot.
I think they're trying to corner the apricot world. Because nobody's
that
done
just
that.
Sounds
nobody's
disgusting.
Figured it out yet. They just want to corner the apricot market. Listen, if Dr. Dre's involved, he's a billionaire. I don't know what he's got going on in his life, but he's a billionaire. I'd hook up in the business world with him. They sold Beats for $4 billion. Him and Jimmy Iovine, they sold Beats for $4 billion. I don't know. Are they better than the other ones? I don't know. Somebody said they were worth $4 billion.
So he's got money to spend, and he's spending some of it on the gin and the juice and the bowl game.
Let me ask you this, though. What happened to... So we're past the idea that you can't sponsor something if you're an alcohol, a tobacco product, or weed users. So we're like the world of NIL now means that, right? At some point, you wouldn't have allowed to have booze sponsor a college bowl
it's
game.
The Blunt Bowl that's coming next.
We're past all that, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
Nothing is off limits. Everything is green, right, when all is said and done.
You ain't kidding me. Back in the old days,
yeah,
a little bit of brown, a little bit of sticks and seeds in it as well, but yeah, green.
Now everything's quality, man. No stems, no seeds that you don't
need. And I feel bad for all you kids today who think you're smoking weed. If you don't have to work to roll a joint,
yeah.
No, it's pre-rolled.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I put it in a vape pen.
Right.
I feel sorry for you.
Speaking of weed, Chuck Oliver's off today.
Arguing with the guy who tells you he just sold you a dime's worth and didn't.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you learn about life.
It's a lost
That's
art.
How you learn about life.
Matt Stinchcomb is in for Chuck Oliver. He and Matt Chernoff are going to be here at the Atlanta Athletic Club. In fact, we'll talk to them
next. I shouldn't have done the weed stuff in front of Stinch.
We'll go back in time. And, Domino, how much do you have to dump on
nothing,
the table?
Nothing
at all?
No, nothing.
After a crazy weekend.
Nothing.
So maybe you'll change your mind. We'll find out when
we
come
nothing.
Back. It's Shalini and Domino. It's the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a Mad Men's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Casting company.
Who does number two work for?
In front of Stinchcomb.
Who's in first the weed, now the dump jokes.
152, Chiellini, Domino wrapping up on Monday. Chuck and Chernoff are here. Stinchcomb in for Chuck Oliver. Now, you say you don't have anything for the dump. I've got something.
Yeah, I do have something. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I was not aware. We're at the Atlanta Athletic of the Braves Foundation charity golf tournament ongoing right now. We'll go back in time shortly, get their thoughts on the weekend that was off. I had no idea you injured yourself moving your daughter home.
Yeah, have you not seen me trying to get up and down out of a chair for the last couple of days?
You move that way all the time.
Oh, no, that hurt. That hurts more than my ribs.
Standard operating procedure?
Yeah, that hurts more than my ribs.
You don't move very fast.
No,
but you broke your rib.
Yeah, two. Displaced, which is the real break, and then a hairline.
So it's on one side?
Yeah.
What if I hit you on the other side and break the ribs on the other side?
I don't think they suggest that in medical school.
A negative equals a positive.
I don't think in medical school that's the way they actually.
I'm not here to help if you change your mind.
What were you moving specifically?
So we were moving her back into the house. I had a carpet.
Uh-huh.
And we were taking all the stuff she doesn't need. Like there's like bedding and all that stuff down to the basement. You don't need it for a few months. We'll go get it. So instead of just chucking it down the steps and going to pick it up later, I had the carpet under my arm. One part of the carpet unfolds right down to the ground under my foot.
You know you could have died.
I didn't hit my head, which, again, thank God. But here's what I'm most upset about. I'm trying to figure out if 20 years ago I would have caught myself. If it wouldn't have been that, could I have got my hands back? I had no chance.
It was like a reaction time thing?
Yeah,
faster than gravity? Or at what speed would you have had to move?
But this is where I would say to him, his daughter's in their late teens, early 20s.
Yeah.
Okay, they have friends, guys who are that age.
I was moving her back into the house.
Where are the frat boys?
It was a carpet.
It doesn't matter. You're not supposed to be doing this stuff.
Listen. My bigger thing is, 20 years ago, would I have been able to stop myself? And what you're talking about in a very ugly manner. Very ugly.
That was ugly.
It was a tone and everything else.
Well, you just got to take care of yourself.
I know. So, you would have just said,
one thing's begetting another, begetting another, begetting another.
I didn't just fall.
I got to go visit you in a home.
I've never begat anything.
I know.
That many things in a row.
I just didn't fall.
If mine doesn't work like mine, Stitchcomb.
If I had just fallen. If I had just fallen, I would say, whoa, you've got to make some I know I've got to make changes.
You do.
But it was a problem. Like, it was a real thing. This thing got under my foot. Boom, I go up in the air. But I think.
But do you think maybe.
It's still slow motion enough where 20 years ago, I think I could have caught myself
somehow.
Maybe
it's the way you're carrying it because you weren't taking care of yourself earlier in the back.
All right,
issue.
Now we're talking. Now we're.
Like
now
I said, one thing begets another.
Is a bitch.
I'll say what I'm telling you, though. This is why you shouldn't be doing that. You should know better. 25-year-olds are meant to do this stuff.
Hey, you should know better because you never move back with any carpeting that was in a college dorm.
No, no, no. This is a rug.
It's
this
not
is...
worth saving.
No, no.
Burn it.
He is right about that.
Black light on it, whatnot.
This is my baby girl we're talking about. Black light.
Not for that. No, I'm just saying in general. You know, the kids are gross.
Yeah, sweat and athlete's foot.
Correct.
All kinds of crap.
Yeah, now I know. Why didn't I call you on Thursday? Why didn't I call you on Thursday?
No, the first step is never move the carpet home from the college dorm.
You're out of the moving business now.
You should be.
I was out of the moving business for 30 years. When I was 30, I looked at everybody who said, hey, I moved people, this is God's honest truth, in 8 degrees and 104 degrees, because I moved a lot of people. Washers, dryers, moved a lot of people. When I was 30, I said, your beer and pizza doesn't mean anything to me anymore. I can buy my own beer and pizza, so I'm out of the moving game. Here's what happens when I got back. I unretired. I got back into the moving game in this.
It's a bad idea, right?
I am on so much stuff right now.
I helped him move into that haunted house, whatever that was, 25 years ago.
True.
Because you know how old I was? It was like 21.
Right.
And 22.
You weren't much help.
No, but
I appreciate
beer and pizza.
I think I was conspicuously absent.
You said you were going to be there and you know show.
I showed up. You know what I do, man? I show up late after everything's moved.
Oh, it's all. You already moved.
Oh, sorry. I was here to help.
That's weird.
Yeah, Mr. Jack, Lalane, the guy who could actually maybe help.
I got this lampshade. I'll handle that.
We're done?
Was that a box of pillows?
We're done.
I went to the wrong address again.
I do want to thank Wellstar.
Back then.
Has anybody been to a Wellstar place?
Yep.
I went to the one.
Oh, they're fantastic.
I couldn't believe it.
They're the best.
I went to a Wellstar place like the Doc in the Box or emergency thing. Because I had to go Friday right after work. I got in, x-rays, doctor comes in. The whole thing was, here, we want you to go see your own doctor, but here's the whole thing. Here's your prescriptions. And it was in a manner that I didn't think was possible.
My son got hurt twice.
Quickly.
They took care of him real fast, just like that.
Yeah, that was incredible. So I will say that part of it was the best part of it.
Prescriptions?
I'm taking a shot, too, on Thursday. You've been there with the shots. How many shots you think you've taken in your life?
You know, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
Is it talking about medicinally, or what are we saying?
Yeah, whatever you need.
So, wait, can you sneeze?
Whatever you want.
Can you sneeze or cough comfortably?
No, so I'm going to tell you what happened last night.
I broke ribs. That's a miserable existence.
I'm watching the roast last night, and I said, if anybody is really funny, like, the good news for me is, thank God I don't laugh a lot. Like, you got to work really
good
hard.
Point. Yeah.
Really hard to get me to laugh.
Right.
But I was
what a way to go through life.
Listen, it served its purpose.
Busted ribs, bad neck, bad back.
I don't laugh a lot.
It took 61 years for it to serve a purpose, what it did last night. But I got myself in a position where if I start to laugh, what am I going to do?
Grab it.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know what I was going to do.
Yeah.
You know what I did?
You have a pill in
took another. No, I took another pill.
Okay.
I took a pre-roast pill.
What are we on?
I don't think I'm so. I don't know. It's
prescribed. It's not like you bought it off a corner.
As I was told, the good stuff.
What's going on?
I could probably ask Dish. It's got something at the end. You know, I'm not supposed to drink.
Well, yes, you're not
supposed to drink.
That's a universal thing.
That's
supposed to
drive. In general. Yeah. That's not circumstantial.
I took it early enough where I can drive
home. Okay.
So you know what you have to do before bed? You got to take one to get you to go to bed now, and then the next morning you wake up. It's an Elvis
company. Ask me what time
you're
I was up.
Professional wrestler.
Ask me what time I was up.
Silla.
3:10.
Oh, my God. That's how you heal, by getting all that sleep.
3:10 in the morning. I'm standing there going, what can I watch?
Oh, normally, painkillers knock you out.
Yeah, they don't help.
What?
Then I'm offered every type of weed, every strand of. I didn't know
indica.
There were strands
get
of weed,
indica.
Like real strands of weed.
This is a Wellstar still.
We've got great insurance here at the
Pole. Wellstar is very progressive. Nice. They're ahead of the curve in the state of Georgia.
Are they located in Colorado? This place you went, the urgent care?
No, but Chuck's not here. Is it because we're at another golf tournament?
I don't know this situation. Apparently,
did he have the day off or did he take the day off?
He's going to the beach this week and forgot to tell everybody until like Thursday.
Yeah.
He told management, hey, I forgot to put this request in.
You know what? That adds up.
Yeah. Because we're at a golf tournament. So I'm not putting your business out on the street, but you know about strands of wheat.
I know some things.
Okay.
You want the indica?
I'm not looking at you, Stench.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
It's harmless.
I'm surprised he knows who you are, Stench. Right?
You can't train. You need something.
He was looking at you when he said that.
John Stinchcomb. I know who it is. What do you think?
I'm telling you,
talking about a family reunion.
John, need to take the edge off.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Okay.
I might drink tonight with one.
No,
if I'm home. I guess I should.
I'll tell you, you grab a gummy, you have yourself a night.
You're kind of twitchy now. Look at you.
Oh, I'm
kind of shifting around in the chair.
To get comfortable.
Kind of happy.
I'm leaning.
Okay.
I'm leaning, walking like that. I'm that guy. I'm walking with a lean.
Now I know what the doc kit is for, though. I was wondering what that little bag was. So it's just a little helper bag over there?
Okay. I need help.
It's a swag bag.
Yeah, I need a little bit
it's
of
got
help.
Like a mouse pad and a koozie.
I got my stuff in there.
It's
my
stuff.
Don't you look in that bag. Don't you look in that bag.
Did you watch the entire roast last night?
I did.
So did I. I don't know why I did, but.
was fine. It was, you had high points. That it was too long.
Do you agree Tiger Woods is the only guy that maybe, in terms of if you went really high with Brady, could you do Tiger and maybe say, oh, boy, he's going to really catch it.
Tiger would
Tiger before
it.
LeBron?
Yeah, I was thinking
LeBron,
LeBron
will never do it.
But either way, Tiger wouldn't do it.
I think
LeBron
Tiger
would do it.
Are you crazy?
I think LeBron would do it before Tiger.
I think
you
if you put enough really good players up on the dais, because that's the only way anything.
Tell me what you're making fun of LeBron for. Being
not a
whiny
chance.
Guy, leaving different places. Tiger doesn't. Like, there were points last night Brady regretted.
Okay, it's a roast. So if you're asking me that.
Yeah.
They're going to bring up the fact that he never knew his father.
Fine. Okay.
So how's he going to deal with that?
A lot of it.
Did you watch Brady's
his
face
mother
last night?
Liked to drink and drive.
Yeah.
Tom had two or three points last night.
Delonte West.
Right. Delonte
West. How's he going to deal with that?
Compared to
what?
Tiger. Tell me the Tiger stuff. Now go Tiger. Go. Do your dad. Do the mistresses.
Yeah.
Do Elon with the golf club.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Do the phone message.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Never happening.
Driving. Clips.
Yes. Never happening.
How so? What do you mean never? He wouldn't take it.
No, he wouldn't do it.
Why would you think LeBron would take that? That guy worries
LeBron,
about everything. LeBron has got pulpeal hair. He's spraying hair.
They're neither have.
That's so true. No, the stuff is right there, I think, for LeBron.
They're the top two, but will they do it? Yeah,
Saban was another one.
It's a bigger question.
Saban be great.
The problem is
Saban would do it.
But the problem is Saban's marriage is too good. Like, you take a whole
that's
bunch
just
of
one
boxes.
One leg of the chair.
Correct.
There's plenty. You could chase other stuff down.
What are you going out
the
with?
The guy's from West Virginia. You can mine that forever, can't you?
You had Julian Edelman last night.
Moss caught two of those last night.
Julian Edelman last night did a gay rant for 15 minutes. He's not gay, neither is Tom, but they did a rant. You make up stuff. You do what you're going to do.
Those that, there you go. Yeah.
It's amazing to me that those that watched it were surprised and offended. It's always a few on social media. I'm not saying you don't have a right to
offended
feel that
at
way.
A roast?
Yeah, it's a roast.
Because you were looking to be offended.
Nothing's off limits. It's a roast.
This wasn't the NFL Man of the Year Award. Wow, I can't believe somebody said that. That's not what this was.
I didn't think
would that not be funny,
that
though, if in the middle of the roast they walked out?
What if you
this year is Walter Payton Man of the Year.
What if you told LeBron, because he'd love this, what if you told him he was getting the most prestigious award ever?
And then
you're the greatest person ever award.
And they okey-doke
him. And then okey-doke him and bring like it's an intervention into a roast.
But we talk about LeBron.
Great. He'd leave.
He has no skeletons.
Well, you'd have to put him in a seatbelt.
Delonte West is not him. That's his mom. LeBron's never been in a scandal for cheating. LeBron's never been into drugs. LeBron's like, I think it would be harmless stuff. For LeBron to deal
crazy.
With. What's
you're,
the what's the LeBron
scandal? You just said you make stuff up.
I understand, but that's again. Look, Brady last night was at his edge at a couple of times, like, what am I doing? And he dealt with it.
But does that make it better? Do you want the guy almost to get pissed off?
Yeah,
right.
It's uncomfortable because Brady, and last night I was waiting.
He went up and told Ross.
He told Ross no more of those. Right.
Do you think they had a team? I say they had a team meeting that Robert Kraft was supposed to be off. Like, one thing, Robert Kraft, you cannot go there with Robert Kraft.
Or do you set it up to where, hey, Jeff, you do this. Then I ride in on my white hat on, and
so
I play hero.
Yeah,
and I shut it down because he shut it down immediately.
He did.
Ross didn't even. There was no pivot.
No.
You think he'd like give Brady a quick cup check?
Nikki Glaser went on a 10-minute thing that told me nothing was off limits.
Yes,
and they all talked about Giselle with the karate instructor. Nothing. Was
I
off
think
limits.
Robert Kraft was off limits in Tom Brady's mind. I do.
It may have been, and so that's how we address it. Yeah. I get to show up and shut it down. That's part of the team.
So he's a fake hero. This. He set the fire and
exactly.
saved the baby.
He showed up with the
so Bob Kraft was off limit, but Nikki Glaser said he could kick your ass while doing that to hers. That wasn't off limits.
No, that's not
right.
Not Mr.
Fine,
Kraft.
I'm sorry.
She didn't say Mr. Kraft was in the room.
I apologize.
Mr. Kraft did not make that story.
He's the one that's off limits.
Well, for him, I will say, I mean, it was bold, the Putin stuff that he kind of wedged in there.
It's good lines.
Did you like his henchmen? They are henchmen, by the way. We gave the definition of a
sitting
henchman.
Sitting around Robert Kraft.
Are you old enough to have seen the original Batman on TV?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so all the bad Joker had henchmen, the Penguin had henchmen. But you have to be dressed in black and not say a word. That's who Robert Kraft's sitting all around him at his
table. That's a great point.
All right, I did have one thing. Did you see what Dave Gettleman said? He finally had had enough. Former general manager in the NFL. Do you know Dave? You have any relationship?
Don't know him.
Giants, Panthers.
Yeah.
Knew where he was. Don't know him.
So he started to talk about the people who are drafting grades and giving out information about who can play and who can't. I'll just read you one part. I used to tell pro guys, college scouts have a much more difficult job than we do in terms of evaluation, not the volume of work, but just figuring out and putting a number on them. It's way different from when I started and more problematic. And on top of that, you have the media now. I finally broke down and got a subscription to The Athletic, partly because it was $1 a month. But it's like anything else. You got this guy giving out every team grade, but you got to be kidding me. Who are you? What have you done? When have you put your nuts on the line? But sadly, you got owners listening to these clowns and even GMs listening to these clowns. How would you feel if you were working for a GM who was listening, whether you call a guy a clown or not?
Well, that's Gettleman. Gettleman's the smartest guy in the room. Just ask him. He'll tell you.
But do you think there's
type of guy?
But do you think there are GMs who are taking any of this information and doing GM stuff with it?
Yeah. Human nature is human nature. Yeah.
A guy who grades prospects, not his own guys.
They read it.
Oh, yeah.
A guy who writes for The Athletic.
Well, you're talking about, would a GM, an actual decision maker, be influenced by...
He reads something on ESPN Plus by Dave Wickersham.
Yeah.
Seth. Whatever. What do I
Dave's cousin.
He's high.
Sweet.
You're lucky I got Wickersham out of my mouth without cursing.
Touche.
You think that happens?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you think about it. Yeah, human ed, just the perception alone.
Oh, my God.
Somebody's writing about you, Reed.
How often do we see? Well, look, we'll talk about it. Y'all talked about what the Falcons did in the draft. Is that still a thing?
It'll be a thing till it's not a thing.
Yeah. So why is that? Why is that still a thing? Because the prevailing opinion is what a ridiculous, and I will say I've yet to hear a really compelling reason as to why it was a good pick.
But now they pay attention at the Falcons Saturday presser to wrap up the draft. They made it known, hey, we took a Georgia player. And they said it over and over. I know you guys, they hear everything.
Well,
they pay attention to all
I'll tell you more when I knew.
They don't hear it, someone's telling them.
I'll tell you more when I knew that they were listening. When they don't hire Belichick and they bring Terry Fontenot, and all of a sudden the word collaborative is mentioned 28 times, counted 28 times. That was a direct slap to the Bill Belichick, here's why we didn't hire him. I have no doubt in my mind we have to go with collaboration. Bill wasn't going to be collaborative, so let's go collaborative. That one I believe. The quarterback thing, I don't. You're telling me that a guy who writes for The Athletic or ESPN or Pro Football Focus.
Oh, my gosh. Wait a minute. Not Pro Football Focus.
Not them.
No.
They're
those
out.
Guys. Yeah.
I disagree. Who did the Falcons just hire? Zach Robinson worked there. He's the second guy to go get a job. They all read it. McVay reads it religiously.
God, I pray they don't pay attention.
I'm sorry, guys.
That's what I'm asking.
The players actually.
So you've made a stand and you say, I cut it off at them.
Sean McVay is one of the more talented young guys, and he hired a guy right out of PFF. So who's doing it right and wrong?
And Zach Robinson, who was a PFF.
He came directly from PFF.
And McVay's got him doing?
He was a quarterback coach.
That's amazing.
I'm just telling you, it's a different world.
But the difference part, I guess, there is that the relevance isn't, they didn't bring him in to do player evals
analytics. But the reason McVay hired him is he loved his quarterback breakdowns at PFF. He loved him. McVay was like, oh, my God, this guy's a savant with quarterbacks.
Which Robinson would be more compelling, a guy like Zach Robinson, than like a Sam Monson or a Ben Fennell.
But what's the difference, though? They all come from somewhere to start. Evaluation is just an opinion anyway.
No question. And the scary part, so to your question, Chris, would be like, would they actually listen to that stuff?
Right.
I think absolutely. I think it's almost part of the job.
Enough due, case in point.
Oh.
We'll see if Zach Robinson can call plays.
I'm so disheartened.
Because he's never called plays.
Are you sure it's a collaborative process? They didn't say where the collaboration is.
28 times. They went with some form. Am I kidding, Nick?
No.
Some form of collaboration 28 times.
It's a $1 a month subscription.
And that was Gettleman. Gettleman went with it. It was $1. Like, he wanted to let you know. You know what you're getting? You're reading a guy who's worth $1 a month. Actually, all of them together are worth $1 a month.
But I guess
that was his shot.
It's one of the subscription services.
Mike Sando did a piece last week where he talked to the anonymous execs and then former execs. Guess what? Gettleman could be one of those. Like, who's Gettleman? I'm sorry. Because Dave's been in the business. Who's Dave Gettleman?
Don't know.
Well, he wants to know when you're nuts on the line.
I hope they would take my avowal.
His term, not mine.
But I hope they would take the avowal of people who have worked in the business and at least look at it and say, oh, it's interesting. I'll see what it's. You know how much time you have in the day to sit back and read stuff?
Well, one thing, too, right? If you consider it, that doesn't mean that you agree with it, right? So it's one thing to just, why not take it in
It's more data.
Is it data or data?
Well, either way.
Yeah, one
potato,
of those points.
I think it depends what your upbringing is. If you think you're smarter, it's data. Like, I always hear somebody say data and go, oh, they think they're smart.
That's the smart guy move?
They think they're smart.
Is that like restaurant instead of restaurant?
Give me that one again. I don't know.
Restaurant?
Johnny Carson used to say restaurant.
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 Yeah, that's a restaurant.
It's a restaurant, right.
I'm sorry. A restaurant. You spell theater R-E or E-R, pretentious jerk. Unbelievable.
I think there are certain words that let me know who you think you are.
So I guess
it's your niche.
Sorry,
is that too far?
I think the other side of this discussion, and we're going to have
you
this
could answer
today.
That. Which one is niche?
What makes Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris smarter than somebody on the outside? Because they have no governors on them.
I have no idea.
What have we said about the guy who lives at the end of your cul-de-sac? He could be as smart as anybody who's doing anything.
He works important. For PFF, I bet. Yeah. If you got a computer.
Not forever, though.
Yeah, yeah, that's
right. He's going to make his way up.
Soon enough, he's going to be working for McVay.
Right. Get a lot of great tidbits from that guy as he's walking his Dalmatian on a daily basis. All right, today's May the 6th. Let's go back in time, talk about some of the things that happened on this day. 1864, General Sherman begins his advance to the city of Atlanta.
Well, we're moving on now.
And Jim Lehrer has followed him.
Now,
that's Sherman Hems. We're getting our signals to meet our crossed here.
Yeah. You don't have actual audio of Sherman? I was waiting for the actual audio.
That would have been remarkable.
Would have been incredible.
Truly.
We had, but
sort of just sound like cannons.
Yeah, a lot
something
of noise.
Something burning.
A lot of firecrackers.
Nick, you want to do a Sherman? You have a Sherman?
Sherman Hemsley?
No, General Sherman.
No.
I didn't know if you had something in the can.
Please don't ask him to do that. Well, I'm still here. Don't ask him to do stuff like that.
I'm still here.
Man's in enough pain already. 1937 on this date, the Hindenburg goes kaput.
Get this started. It's rising terrible. Oh, my. Get out of the way, please. It's burning and bursting into flames and it's falling on the morning fast. And all the folks between us, this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
To what happened?
It's 400 or 500 feet into the sky. And it's a terrific crash, ladies and gentlemen. The smoke and the flames now. And the frame is crashing to the ground. Not quite to the mooring mast. Oh, the humanity.
There's the punchline that we keep hearing to this day. Mm-hmm. People use that line and have no idea why they use that line. Oh, the humanity.
By the way, I think it's inhumanity. People are on fire. That's me. I think it's inhumanity.
Oh, the inhumanity.
That's what I've always thought. I thought he got it wrong. But that guy went on that is his Oscar moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that guy went all in. Well, I'm sure it was devastating to watch. But, boy, what did he say at one point?
He can't talk anymore.
And what did he do?
Talk for another 2 minutes.
Yeah. We cut it up where he said, back to you guys, right before he threw it back to the studio. We missed that part.
Now, you're upset because, and Amanda's sitting right there, so she can nod her head. You came home one day at spring training. What were we watching?
Oh, you guys were watching what really happened to the Hindenburg.
What really? On Nova. What really happened to the Hindenburg?
You guys are nuts.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, a wild time in Florida.
You're in the beach.
20 years ago, I would have caught myself falling down the stairs, and 20 years ago, I would have been drunk. Huh. Maybe watching Nova, but I would have had a really good day buzz going on.
Interesting.
How long was that spent? Was that like a 30 minute?
No, it was an hour.
An hour of what actually happened?
He was like Mr. Hine in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. He's giving her a history lesson.
Yeah. You see, it's hydrogen. They know about the hydrogen back.
And lightning.
Hydrogen, failed combination.
You know what you didn't know? What a lot of people don't know? The Blimp folks had a good 10-year run. Yeah. They had a 10-year run before that. Without accidents, they thought this was it. What do you think happened right after this? This is the plummet.
Just a horrible run.
It's a horrible
blimp.
Run of blimp. Blimp
catastrophes.
The blimp stocks all went down.
So you started with Sherman and the Hindenburg. What's next?
Now, hold on.
For real.
Nick, what was the other show that you came home the next day and we watched?
The building of the Eiffel Tower.
That's correct.
How interesting could that possibly be, though?
And that was my
favorite bolt, and then
it was supposed to go down after 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
It was hated when it was first built. It
was supposed to collapse on its own? No, they were going to take it down.
And they would play Jeopardy together.
And then we play Jeopardy.
I'm just trying to picture who's handling the remote to stop it. Like, what do you think of this? Are you going to stop here? I mean, like, sorry. Were your stories not on in the afternoon? They were over?
How many other screens were running while that was on? Oh, yes, it's riveting. Yeah.
Amanda, after a while, I'm going in my room.
You know what I think?
I'll see you.
I think it was a sign of both daughters were out of my house.
No.
I just wanted to watch Jeopardy with somebody. Gotcha. I don't know.
Anyway, yeah. Well, how about this? When you play Jeopardy, do you count the questions that you get incorrectly and subtract the...
No, here, I swear to God,
it's
here's
just
what
the ones you get right?
No, here's what I do at the end of the night. I got a pretty good... Like, I've watched this show for 30 years. I have a pretty good idea what place I would finish in. I'm not telling you I'm actually accurate. But I know I could have won tonight. I'm in third tonight. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When it's
You're
over?
You're kidding.
Do you yell 5 minutes to Wapner when it's over?
Like, no. I do say this, though. I figure out what my last bet would be. I do figure out.
You write myself down the final Jeopardy?
I give myself an imaginary number and how much I would bet.
Jeez, you know
we'll post it on the mirror of a hot water bird, baby.
There's a little device you can play along with the game.
It's not the same. What are you, crazy? My wife...
Wow, that was aggressive.
Apparently
he is.
Wow. He's crazy.
Do you know what?
He's the one that's crazy.
I went down to spring training for a second week. You know why I went down to spring training in March? My wife came home, and this is for 2 straight months. No kids in the house. 5:30, I got a drink in my hand, and I'm waiting for Jeopardy at 7:30. She came home to that every night.
Dear God.
And she's...
You had a drink
drink in the hand at 5:30.
Just waiting to
She's like, Jeopardy cranks up at 7:30.
She goes, you've got to go back down to Florida. Please just go down and go some do some race stuff.
2 hours of drinking and you're still scoring third. That's pretty good. So. There's only three contestants.
I've won some nights. No, I've won some nights. I've won some nights.
Nice he wasn't even watching anything.
TV wasn't on.
TV's not crazy. On. Doggone it.
How great would Junk Jeopardy be, though, if you were to play that? That'd be enjoyable. Mm-hmm. Tamino, start that game show.
I knew a guy who he was so paranoid about wanting people to think he was smart. You can tape this stuff. Yeah, it used to be called a DVR.
So you memorize TiVo. Jeopardy?
Yeah.
Oh, he'd watch it? Yeah. And then what? Yeah. And watch he'd it in a different time zone?
He'd start spitting answers.
Well, you record it and then watch it after you record it. Just pop it back on.
And then he'd watch it.
Oh, in front of the family? They're not smart enough to know then come on at 8 o'clock?
Not everybody knows the exact time of Jeopardy.
Who doesn't get TV Guide? Everyone's got it.
You know what he would do? Like 3 days later, they don't know if they're watching a live one or not.
Right.
He'd go to the DVR. They think it's live Thursday night. He's already watched it on Tuesday. He starts spinning down answers.
It's dazzling. You should go on that show, Dad. You're so smart.
So smart, Dad. Daddy, you're so smart.
66 on this date, the Rolling Stones released the single Painted Black, featuring the prominent sitar played by the late Brian Jones. So there's more death. He drowned at the age of 27.
Oh,
in his own swimming pool. Or did he? Did he, Chris DiMino?
What were the facts around that?
So the Elvis special on that.
Fell in the pool. What happened?
Well, they just found him at the bottom of the pool.
I understand how it ends. I mean, how did he get there, though? Like, was he high, drunk?
No, gravity. Yes. Gravity won, man.
He was high and drunk. But the word on the street was he had some words with the construction company that was remodeling the house.
He said, I ain't going to pay you.
What'd he say?
I will not pay you anything. No pounds.
And so they took care of
it. No pounds.
Oh,
he was specific.
No pounds.
The currency.
Such a horrible story. No, he's a method. He was not going to say dollars.
He stayed right in character.
So anyway, 1968, Columbia Records releases Johnny Cash in Folsom Prison.
I'm Johnny Cash.
On this date. Whipping the prisoners into a frenzy.
Yes, he was.
I didn't really, like I saw... Reese Witherspoon, I can see that as Jim Carter Cash.
Yeah.
I didn't see what other song Joaquin. That was I did not see Johnny Cash.
Oh, it's a deep voice.
Yeah, it was just not yesterday.
I'm stuck in Folsom.
So you're saying you think he didn't do a good job? I thought he did a great job. I wasn't supposed to believe
he was accepting of it.
I didn't. Right, right. Which is all I'm looking for in a biopic. I just want to not go. That's what King Phoenix.
Stitch, do you go biopic or biopic?
Biopic.
I agree.
I was biopic. Another Stitch.
I was raised.
I say biopic.
Park Town.
So,
I learned it from him.
Biopics at the house
cinema.
I learned it from him.
Let's jump ahead to 1997. Rick Pitino becomes the head coach of the Boston Celtics.
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Oh, damn.
Kevin McHale's not walking through that door, and Robert Parrish is not walking through that door. And if you expect them to walk through the door, they're going to be gray and old. What we are is young, exciting, hardworking, and going to improve. People don't realize that. And as soon as they realize that those three guys are not coming through that door, the better this town will be for all of us.
That's good.
Because they're young guys in that room playing their ass off. I wish we had $90 million under the salary cap. Wish we could buy the world. We can't. The only way we can do is work hard.
It's a lot of cap.
Talking down to Boston fans as well.
No, no.
They're real so accepting.
An outsider doing it? Yes.
Yeah. Oh, no. Listen, I think they took it as
and
a...
crapping on the legends.
Right.
Yeah, for real. They're old and gray. I'm going to kick my dog.
You should have just ended with Red Auerbach couldn't win with this team.
Don't you think a lot of guys went to work the next day and said, you know, I've been thinking about what Rick said. He's right.
Yeah. Oh,
he's
absolutely.
Right.
Because that's why they want to hear from the coach. Convince me. That's what I came here to be persuaded.
Ron Mercer?
Well, he was supposed to get Nowitzki.
He was supposed to get Duncan.
Yeah, Tim Duncan.
It was supposed to be Duncan.
Oh, who's the Nowitzki story then?
I don't know, but Duncan was supposed to be their number one, and they didn't get one. That was
the Hawks were supposed to get Nowitzki. Wasn't that the story?
No, I'm telling you, it's Pitino. They thought they had him stowed away in Germany, and nobody knew about him, and Donnie Nelson Jr. knew about him. Pitino was supposed to get Nowitzki. Not Duncan, he knew he wasn't getting because the
lottery,
ping pong balls.
They thought it was going to be fixed, just like it was
Patrick
fixed, allegedly, for Ewing in New York.
So the story is, and I'm telling you, I think I'm right about this. We have Pitino on talking about it. He thought nobody in Germany knew who Nowitzki was. Like, nobody knew who he was. They had him stowed away. Don't let him work out for anybody. He had a deal with the father. And Donnie Nelson Jr., from Dallas, found him and said, no, there's a guy we're going to draft.
The Bucks drafted him somehow, some way, and then traded him to Dallas.
So Pitino thought he was getting him, too.
This guy was in bad company. Brian Howe passed away at the age of 66. It's a nice earworm.
How old?
66.
All right,
Al?
66.
Yeah. He reaped it. I mean, he got a little bit of it.
No, I don't know what he did in his free time, so who knows?
Stitch, what year you want to go? Going to be 75, going to be 80. What do you want to do? Because 66 is a little
young. Well, that is, you know, is it a Keith Richards 80? Is it a Mick Jagger 80?
Hard living.
Is it a, yeah. So, well, I don't know, hard living, but the guy's still out there doing shows.
81 years old.
So you're only as old as you feel type thing?
Answer the question.
It's tough, man. I'm thinking more from an ambulatory standpoint.
Yeah, you should.
First time that word's been used here on the station today.
Well, step one, don't move any carpet. You want to make sure I... Yeah.
Retire from everything at 61.
I'll push the envelope and say 80.
That's about right.
80's a good number. Yeah. What's the average now? 77? 78,
78-ish.
Did you have a rebellious... Like, were you ever a not good guy?
I don't think so, though. No, I think I've been fantastic this entire time.
I kind of believe you. Do you have a long hair period, or that wasn't going to work in your house? Did you rebel? Did you have a long-haired...
Were you a hippie?
An earring?
No. None of that stuff.
No, dad, well, I had one of those dads that said, hey, you go on ahead and get that earring. No problem. Just, I got some fishing line. I'll just pop that sucker right out.
Okay.
Very helpful, Dad. Thank you for that. So great word picture, Dad.
Yeah, well, there you go. So let's end with this. This could be... I'm going to try to set the scene here. This could be one of the most disturbing scenes in television history. George Lindsay passed away on this date at the age of 83. He played Goober on Andy Griffith. Now, at the time, he's trying to date somebody. Uh-huh. Andy is in the house with his girlfriend. Barney and Goober are outside spying, watching Andy with his girlfriend, and I'll let the rest of the scene play out.
Unless I miss my guess, you got yourself a kiss coming up about now.
Outside. It's night.
Bart? Quiet. They're doing it. Be quiet. Come on, Andy. Way to go.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, way to go, Andy.
Barney, what are you and Goober doing out here?
He was just passing. We were in a neighborhood. Now, so what you think, Ange?
Smooth, Andy. Smooth, the way you floated that arm out there. You too, Ella.
They're doing it. What a radio show, though, right? So there's visuals.
Yeah.
So that cleans it up,
I guess.
Andy, I mean,
if you just listen to it, it sounds
like
a lot
worse. Do you think the guy who wrote it knew?
Oh, he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, one guy knew what he was doing.
Show was far ahead of its time. Far ahead of its time. What's coming up on the program today?
Probably more of what you guys did.
More of the same,
A lot of Hindenburg talk.
Yeah, you bet.
What's that in?
We'll do General Sherman at 4.
By the way, you're walking around with the advertisement. Good for you. There's some people with money around here.
This right here?
Yeah.
The DGD?
Yeah. Tell them. Yeah. You got the DGD fund out.
That's the, but that's the charitable subset of what they're doing over there.
Charity.
I can't reconcile the other part.
Did you read?
Now you're banned.
Did you read the Ohio State article?
Which one?
About the money and what they did, what their mindset was. It's fascinating. It's about five. You'd love it. I'll bring it in tomorrow.
About how they activated their collective and all that?
Yes, and who's in charge of what, and how the phone call from Ryan Day was more important because it was we're all in this together. The problem is he has to kiss their ass like they're partners again, and that's what I'm telling you. A lot of these guys are not going to be able to
Ryan
deal with.
Day's in a bad spot.
They don't have boosters. They have partners now.
They're investors. Yeah. Full-blown investors. Like, you got shareholders in this team now. This is not a, I'm out. Hey, coach, he's not just, now he's a fundraiser.
Hey,
now he's going around.
It's Ed Blue here from Blue Pontiac. Their coach, Dave. I've been thinking about the quarterback situation. I think you got to play the freshman that's coming in. I think he's got to start, you know. If you want these checks to keep coming in, I think you give the kid a shot.
Do you know
that's
2 weeks
later?
This guy's got a Pontiac dealership?
You're darn right. They're big up there. Ohio, people love those.
Is it a Grand Am?
People love those Firebirds.
Yes, they
Central
do.
Ohio.
Sure.
You don't know. You're from Georgia. You don't know nothing about that, Stinchcomb.
Does it have T-tops?
It always does. It ain't a Trans Am if it ain't got that.
Sure do.
He car's going to drive itself. It's so beautiful.
He called him Coach Day.
Yeah.
And 2 weeks later, he'll be calling him Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, now we thought about this, Ryan. I don't like the way this offense is going here. I don't
real
think
we're, familiar.
You got to think about the Michigan at the end of the year. I know you don't want to talk about it, but you got to think about it.
What a miserable existence as a coach.
They talked to five.
We're partners now.
Well, Billy Devaney, when he was in with us, he said, if you're a college coach now, so you lose the game, you got to meet with the media, then you got to go upstairs and talk to recruits,
and
then you
got
to make sure the players currently on your roster are doing well. That's your Saturday.
You got to worry about is the guy downstairs now calling another coach, telling him, I'll see you on Monday because I'm leaving. where you don't even know what's happening right in your own building.
Yeah.
The building, you're kissing the ass of the 18-year-old who you don't have yet. You've got to go down and kiss the ass of the 20-year-old.
And then the Pontiac dealership guy is telling you to switch quarterbacks.
That's it. I'm going to cancel my check now. Just 2 weeks in a row.
He's been outfitting the whole O-line with cars. That's
Rutgers and now Michigan State. Ed Blue's not happy, if I may use a third-person reference. I want to thank Isaiah Stewart for helping us here, our engineer on site. Matt Lear, Adam Gillespie, Derek Thomas, Brian Gebhard, all back in the studio calling Madden as well. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. We are back tomorrow at 11. Cellini, Domino, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right, which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart, and there needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.